Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
And a 2-0 to Jackson in the air to left field. That's well struck. Moniak is back. He's at the wall. It's going to go. Three-run homer, Jackson Merrill. He goes deep for the second straight game. And the Padres lead 6-0 here in the second.
Yes, indeed. Could use a few more of those three-run home runs. Came at a good time, as it turned out yesterday, for Jackson Merrill. Welcome inside, Gwynn and Chris, for a Monday, a manic Monday at that. Kicking off a new week here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr., living the life. He is in New York City, where the Padres have a day off. And tomorrow they'll be taking on the New York Mets. How are things, Tony, in the Big Apple?
My mic on yet? There we go. Boom.
I was like, oh, no.
Everything's good. Everything is, we got in pretty late, really late. Probably got to head out of the pillow about 3:45, 4 o'clock in the morning. And then got up and enjoyed an adventurous day with Jesse and some friends. We went by the John Boy media spot today.
Wow.
Pretty freaking cool, I must say. Got to see the whole setup. Got to meet Jimmy and Jake, and San Diego's own Ryan Cohen's over there as well. He kind of brought us down, gave us a tour. It was pretty cool, man. They got a nice setup. Those guys love baseball. That's pretty apparent.
Did you meet John Boy? I don't know his actual name.
That's Jimmy.
Yes, oh, okay.
I met Jimmy and Jake talking baseball. Right.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Did you give him my idea, Tony?
Oh, gosh.
Which idea was that?
No, I have a phenomenal idea for those guys.
Oh, gosh.
Scraby wants us to keep it for ourselves and start using it on our show, but I don't know if I can read lips the way those guys can.
Oh.
My idea is to go back and find a whole bunch of old baseball arguments with Tommy Lasorda and Earl Weaver and do like a throwback Thursday or something. I think it would be hilarious.
Would be good.
I mean, I don't know that... you know, the video is good enough maybe to be able to catch all of the bad language of some of those managers way back when, but I think John Boy would have a great time with that. And I know one thing, I'd enjoy watching that if they could go back and, you know, give me some stuff from Tommy Lasorda, give me some stuff from Lou Piniella, Billy Martin. I mean, again, I don't know if the video's good enough. You know, for them to be able to read the words, that's my idea for John.
It also
Boy.
Might be beep 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 you beep 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 you.
Well, not on.
I mean,
streaming,
the Earl Weaver one is just like that. You don't even get to hear any of the sentence. It's beep 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 beep. Yeah,
perfect.
Da 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 beep.
Yeah, perfect.
You bleep bleep.
As long as they can say it, it'll be fun. It'll be funny. And on a podcast site, you know, you can get away with
that. Right, on there if they have a podcast. Anyway, that's my idea. If you run into John Boy again, tell him I'm looking out for him. For some reason, I don't know why. The Padres do win yesterday, and they are looking very good. Even though that, frankly, they're not looking great. And I think that's kind of how I sum up the weekend. They got it done, obviously. They did win the 3 out of 4. I don't know if did anybody leave when it was 7-0 and go to the beach yesterday and feel like you kind of had it made.
Some people left for sure.
I bet you some people figured that one was as good as done. But you know, it got a little hairy there in the late innings. They were able to hang on, and you know, all's good when you get the win. So, look, here's the Padres situation. Last 20 games, Tony, they're 8-12. And that breaks down this way. They're 5-2 against the Rockies. They're 3-10 against everybody else. So I'm not ready to, you know, call the Padres 100% back on the beam. But the good news is they're in really good shape now. They're 6.5 games clear of the Giants. There's 2 weeks to go. There's almost no chance that anyone's going to catch the Padres. And there's still an outside chance you could catch the Dodgers. So, you know, I'd like to see a good 2 weeks. I think, you know, pick it up a little bit. We got Jackson going now. We got some guys going on offense. And, you know, if we can finish on an uptick, I don't know. I'll feel better going into the playoffs because it really doesn't matter, does it? We've been proving that in the past. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a pacifier for us. We feel better that they're playing better going in.
Yeah,
gives you all the good feels. But just ask the Brewers how that's gone out for them the last couple of years going into the postseason as hot as anybody.
Yeah,
or you could just ask the Padres themselves. They went in as hot as anybody as well going into last year's postseason, and also went home. And so
Padres did a whole lot better the year they went in there ice cold in 2022.
When they kind of backed in there, right?
Right.
Yeah, no.
So.
But, you know, I think there's some good stuff. I mean, Jackson's getting it going. You see Toddy back to the short stride and is pummeling the baseball again, getting on base. Manny, before his off day, seemed like he was starting to figure it out, shorten his swing. And so you got the makings of something at least in that middle of the lineup, starting to permeate a little bit. It does seem like Ramon has gotten a little cold here in some recent stress, but he also had a couple knocks the other day, though. So I don't know. Well, this is a good series coming up. The Mets, they're fighting for their life. They're reeling right now, although they got the win yesterday. It's a ball club that is teetering on, you know, choking it off, basically.
No, you talk about a brink of disaster. I'm sure in New York, man, it's got to be the people, the media in New York has to be just, you know, really rooting hard and trying to cheer on and lift the spirits of the Mets. I imagine that's what the newspapers are doing there. Like, come on, guys, we still believe in you. I'm joking. I know that what they're doing is they're saying the Mets suck and they're going to blow it and we should fire everybody. I'm sure that's what's actually happening in New York right now.
What's the point of Juan Soto if he can't get us any wins?
Yeah, you know, they've lost 8 in a row. I'm kind of glad they won yesterday. I think a 9 in a row with the Padres would have scared me even more. So
yeah, Jesse and I said the same thing. Get their win out of the way now so they're not like, oh, 10, 11, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and just knock it out now. Now it's just a regular game tomorrow for them.
Yeah,
they're not trying to break a 9-game streak.
Yeah, and the pressure, if there is pressure, it's now, you know, it's going to be on the Mets. I mean, they're a game and a half ahead. That's it. They got the Giants 1.5 back. They got the Diamondbacks all of a sudden back in at 2 games out of the playoffs. And so the Reds are 2.5. So the Mets have to start winning. So, you know, hopefully the Padres can take advantage of a little of that, you know, pressure they're putting on themselves because, again, the Padres can't just go in there and, you know, lallygag through the week. They need to keep on, you know, putting the pedal down. And, you know, you might get a little help. Look, the Phillies are in L.A. this week playing the Dodgers, and that actually starts tonight. So, you know, you still can catch L.A. And as I've said many times, I'd rather the playoffs start at home than on the road, even though if we got to start on the road, then I'll be ready for that. And that's kind of my attitude, and I'm sure it's their attitude as well. So, Darvish pitched well.
In order to have a home series, you got to win the division. So,
pretty much, or catch the Cubs, and that's getting a little out of
much. That is the only way you get a home series at this point is by winning the division. And so you got to catch the Dodgers at this point, 2.5, right, if I'm not mistaken?
2.5, yeah. And the Dodgers are starting. You talk about some guys getting going. I noticed that Mookie and Shohei both have 19 game on base streaks right now. So they're starting to, get a few things done. And the Dodgers did take care of business themselves with 2 out of 3 over the Giants this weekend. So that's kind of the
Gigantes.
Yeah.
They're also making some moves trying to push themselves towards the playoffs. They're calling up their number one prospect. This dude, Bryce Eldridge, is 6'7", 240 pounds.
You're talking about the Giants, though. I thought Chris was talking about the Dodgers.
The Giants, they might be calling this guy up a little too late now. I mean, 6.5.
I thought you were talking about.
It's not going to be easy for
him. We're going to talk about more about Bryce Eldridge in the Big Five, I guess.
Gravy thought he had a nugget there, and it just. Wrong team, buddy.
Man, that was really a good one. That was a good one.
Man, that stinks.
Aren't you glad you heard that one out there before anybody else? The Big Dumper made a little history yesterday, got home run number 54. To tie Mickey Mantle. Anytime somebody does that, it's newsworthy. Also move the Mariners a game ahead of the Astros in the AL West. So that one's coming down to the wire. We only have 2 weeks left to go in the regular season. And, boy, it just seems like we were down in Peoria, the old saying goes. But it's coming up on the wire here, and that's a good thing. Padres could clinch a playoff berth by Friday at the earliest, if everything goes well, but not really
Magic
worried about that.
Just
win some games. Yeah, win some games here. Keep on, get a series in New York. Get a series over the White Sox, and then come home and finish things up. And we'll see where that puts the Padres when all is said and done. We'll get into the football, of course. Week 2 of the National Football League. We got a good, bad, and ugly coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Alden Gonzalez from ESPN will be joining us actually this hour. Talk some baseball with him. He's always got great insight into everything. And we're going to actually be here till 6 o'clock. There is one Monday night game that starts at 4 o'clock. We'll keep you up to date on that. That's Tampa Bay
and
Houston. Yeah, thanks, Adam, for not carrying the first game of the Monday night doubleheader.
Come on, guys. We have to work this week, Chris.
Yeah, I said thank you. I just said shout-out to
said
Adam.
Thank you
for letting
Adam.
Us do a show.
That's a backhanded compliment if I ever heard one.
I don't disagree with you, but I'm trying to be nice about it. So, yes, we will be on the air during the first Monday night game, and Scraby will take over with the Chronicles until the second Monday night game kicks off at 7 o'clock.
6:45 is when I
officially
send it over to Monday Night Football.
Thank you. It'll be the Chargers and the Raiders.
And
we'll have that game later on tonight. But pretty exciting week, week 2 in the NFL, as is almost always the case. So all that coming up as Gwen and Chris gets underway on 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
517 here in the NY. 217 in San Diego. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello. Matthew Scraby, the dynamic duel of the Padres, kind of got it going. The two youngest of the stars in Jackson Merrill and Fernando Tatis Jr. Put together, I'd say some pretty, you know, good numbers over the course of the last 10 games. Now, for Tatis, it's not as sexy. He's not... He's doing the opposite of what everybody was complaining about, right? He was just getting on base, no power. Now he's not getting on base, lots of power. 292 on base percentage, but a 644 slug. That's Jackson's numbers. Jackson was the one with the 292, but the same goes for Toddy. Toddy's not getting on base as much. He's still getting his walks here, but 271. 521 slugging. His OPS is 854. Jackson's is 936. And as Chris mentioned earlier, Jackson's starting to heat up. Toddy's kind of, I think, trucking along, finding some rhythm there at the plate. And these are all good signs, man. The Padres can't, we said the other day, you know, Padres can't be their best versions of themselves without Manny being who he is. They can't reach their full potential. The same goes for these two guys as well. Like, they can't reach the full potential offensively unless these guys are banging away at the baseball. And it certainly looks like Jackson's finding his way. I think Toddy's settling in again on the not having the big leg kick. It's kind of the abbreviated version, and he's having some success doing it.
Why does he ever do it?
Why does he keep doing it, you mean?
No, why does he ever do the big leg kick? Because that's when he gets in trouble.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
It's so weird. It's so weird. I know you can't control it because it's just the way the world goes. You just wish it, like, never happened. Like, he never had a slump. But they mentioned it. Laureano's, you know, been down a little bit. Hearn, you know, contributed a ton right when he got here. But this is the way it goes. I mean, if you ever had all nine guys going at once, then you'd be, you know, the 1998 Yankees. But it doesn't happen often. So,
yeah.
The more guys that get going, the better. Darvish, I thought, you know, pretty solid yesterday. I want to keep seeing that. I want to see Michael King tomorrow night. Give me another, you know, good ramp-up type start. Pivetta's been Pivetta consistently. Vasquez is starting to step into the fold a little bit. You know, pitching's going to win in the end, right? We know that.
Yep. I think that's certainly the case. And listen, I think the starters have done a good job. I mean, they couldn't get to the fifth. What was it, like last week, 2 weeks ago, they couldn't get to the fifth? We had like a string of four outside of Pivetta. He was the only one who got to the fifth. But then, you know, I think this homestand, I think everybody went at least five in this homestand.
And Sears went four and a third, but close enough.
Okay, so Sears was the only one that. No, it's not close enough. That's why, I mean, did they win that game, the Sears game?
No. That was Friday night. They lost 4-2. He was cruising, And then he gave up a 3-run home run to what was his first ever major league hit?
Krim,
yes,
yeah, Blaine Krim,
and then another home run right after that.
Unbelievable, which, Blaine Krim,
3-run homer for his first major league hit.
That come from?
I have no idea.
Not only that, it was in the upper deck.
He launched
it.
It was a monster.
First of all, the dude is not a small character.
No, but he
might be short, but that dude is. He got some muscles. I think that's why he's in the big leagues. It's because they want him to do just that. Yeah. And he did it.
Good for Blaine Krim. Couldn't be happier.
Why couldn't you have gotten your first hit, like just a weak grounder through the middle or something?
Looking at Toddy's numbers over the course of the season. We got 2 weeks to go. Most plate appearances of his career. Most runs will be of his career. 102 runs on the season. He's going to have the most hits he's ever had in his career. He's probably going to fall short on the doubles. 20, just to go over what he's done home run-wise throughout his career. 22, 17, 42, 25, 21, 22. I would say this is kind of where he has typically been throughout the course of his career. 22. I'd say he probably could end up with 3-4 mo before it's all said and done. Stolen bases, most of his career. Walks, most of his career. Hasn't punched out as much. I mean, he's not going to touch that record this year. He thinks he's punched out is 153. On base, hovering around a career high. He's probably not going to get to, considering the amount of at bats, this probably will end up being his career high, right? I mean, he hadn't had a year in which he reached, 500 at-bats until 23? That was the first time he got to that. And so, all in all, man, you start looking at his year, he's put together a pretty good one. Certainly not of his best of the best, but certainly right into his averages that he normally has.
With the fact that he's done better is certainly encouraging, and the pop has been there, and that they needed that, and that's what I think a lot of us were saying when he was going through the drought. He was getting on base, he was still contributing. That is a credit to him, but I do think the Padres need some slug, and he's starting to give it to them, and I don't think anybody would argue, Tony, that he can't go through, the months of June and July. Come the first week of October, he's got to be, contributing.
Wait, what? Say that again.
He can't slump like he did.
In the
playoffs,
okay.
If they're going to get where they want to go.
Right.
I mean, Manny can't have the kind of slump he's had the last month. Once we, start playing for real in October, and that's just how it's going to work. Because they're either going to, be hot at the right time, like everybody was on the Diamondbacks a couple of years ago, or not. That's kind of how this playoff thing works.
Yeah, it's such a short
sample for a long season, and you just got to hope that your guys are clicking.
I guess the 4Ks that he had on Friday night, Fernando, he called his dad the next morning to talk things over because he was upset about striking out 4 times. And whatever they talked about, it seemed to work.
I tried to call his dad the next morning, too, because I was upset as well.
How did that go for you? He didn't take my call,
okay. So I couldn't
get it. Certainly seems like that every time he talks to Pops, good things follow shortly thereafter.
Let's make sure we get those two together before the playoffs start.
Can we just have him in the room next to Fernando throughout the entire playoffs?
Yes, let's take advantage. That seems like a good thing that we've discovered, so let's go with that.
Would you say, let me ask you guys this. Would you say that actually Fernando, with his defense that he's playing and all the other numbers we just talked about, do you think that he is having one of the better years of his career?
No, okay. I don't. But I do think this is the most games he's ever played. He's posting. I think there's value. It may not have felt like it, but I think he'll be a better hitter after kind of going through this year, right? I mean, you learn a little bit about yourself when you're going through some of these ruts, especially one as long as he was going in terms of power. It just wasn't something that he was used to doing. And so I don't think it's his best year, but I certainly don't think it's his second best year in terms of WAR, as a player outside of the year he hit 42. And so I think this has been a really good, solid year for him. And that the crazy part is that they think there's more in there. There's more in the tank, I think.
There's nothing to convince me he's having a great season more than a good WAR statistic. I'll say that. you guys know I love that stat.
Yes, we love it.
But here's go ahead.
No, never mind. Sorry, I was going to take us in a different direction.
Since we're sitting and just finishing up the weekend series and the Padres are off, you know, you brought this up on the sheet, Scraby, and it's worth mentioning that Mike Shildt is like a win or two away from the best two-year stretch any manager has had in the history of the Padres. And, you know, we have spent so much time. And when I say we, I mean all the listeners. I don't mean me and Tony, honestly. I mean we as fans have spent so much time doubting Mike Shildt, giving up on Mike Shildt, thinking we're way smarter than Mike Shildt, basically just flat out disagreeing with almost everything he does. I mean, we've done all of that, especially the last month or two here. And, you know, you can still do all that stuff. I'm not taking it away from you out there, but maybe there should be just a little appreciation for the fact that in back-to-back years, no manager, Bruce Bochy included, has ever been as good as Mike Shildt has been. Maybe we should be a little happy about that. I'm just saying.
That just seems to be the nature of, I don't know if it's just us, but it does seem like we have found everything to question or be critical of.
I know.
Whether it works or whether it doesn't work, I think that's been kind of the nature of the beast this year when it comes to Mike Shildt.
Do you think it's because the Padres actually have their best shot ever? And so everybody's just kind of maybe second-guessing all the decisions just because they want to see it happen so bad that they get to the World Series?
I don't know that's – I would say in 2023, we came into the year with the best shot ever and didn't even get to the postseason.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, what is that the best shot ever? I mean, let's go back. Let's go back to February. We didn't even know what the starting rotation was going to look like. We didn't even have Nick Pivetta yet at that particular time. And so, like, we didn't know what that Gavin Sheets was going to give us 20, basically.
There was no left fielder in February.
So there was a lot of people who did not predict the Padres would be in the playoffs this year.
Best chance ever until maybe after the deadline people started feeling like that? Because they certainly weren't feeling like that before the deadline.
Pretty revisionist
history.
Pretty revisionist history to look at the Padres being right now, what are they, 82-60, Scrape? Give me
yes,
the record. 82-60. It's pretty hard to look at that to me and say that you really expected they should get a lot more than that. Because I don't think anybody expected that. 82-68. So right now, if they go 500 the rest of the way, 6-6, they'd win 88 games. Everyone predicted them to win no more than 85 or 6. There's just no way you did.
Here's something funny from the chat. Jocelyn says,
I almost took a big bite of my apple and then realized I was on camera. I put it down.
People want to win every single game, and if we don't, then the Padres stink, Shildt stinks, Manny stinks, fire AJ, fire Tatis, they freak out, we're in a good spot, settle down, people. Tyler says, clearly a Padres fan base are used to helping convert Qualcomm between baseball and football venues because of how good they are at moving goalposts. That's a...
That's bravo to that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
The goalposts are outrageous.
The goal all year, there's been one goal. Make the playoffs and see where you go from there, right?
I think that's the regular season. No, I think that's the regular season goal. That's fair.
Okay.
And I think they're going to achieve that. And I've felt all along they're going to achieve that. I never really wavered.
Yeah. No, but nonetheless, they're in a good spot here. Have a chance to, I mean, really complicate things in New York. That would be, I mean, quite fun, I must say. They are teetering, and the Padres come here and kick them while they're down would be something to go home to, or to head to Chicago with for sure. All right, let's get to break. When we return, Got more baseball. Alden Gonzalez, ESPN, joins us next here on Gwen and Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
2:37 is the time. Welcome back. Costello. Tony Gwynn Jr. in New York City. Padres idle tonight, but they're in the Big Apple. They'll take on the Mets tomorrow. Game one of a three-game series starting the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Sitting in very good shape are the Padres, 6.5 games clear of the Giants for a playoff spot, but still trying to chase down the Dodgers and the NL West. The Dodgers take on the Phillies tonight in a battle of the top two of the top three teams in the National League. Phillies can clinch the NL East with a win tonight. They already clinched a playoff spot. So that's the baseball stuff. There are a couple of football things before we get to Alden Gonzalez. Some quarterback news, which is pretty big. You probably heard the Joe Burrow news earlier this morning. Today, he's getting surgery on his toe, and it's 3 months at least for Joe Burrow. That is October, November, that's middle of December, if the Bengals are still going and in contention.
Hey, they're 2-0.
If whether Burrows can get back. Yeah, usually the Bengals are 0-2 right now with Burrow. Now they're 2-0 without Burrow. So see where that goes. But that was the biggest, most significant injury of the day. A couple of more injuries you may not have yet heard about. Evidently, Jaden Daniels of the Commanders got hurt in that Thursday night game against the Packers. First play of the fourth quarter, wrenched his knee. He is iffy, they're saying, for Washington's next game. And the other one was J.J. McCarthy last night. And they're saying 2 to 4 weeks for him. What was the injury for him? It's great.
High ankle sprain.
Yeah. And those can be longer usually than 2 to 4. Those are really tough.
Are we talking football later on in the show, too?
Of course,
or is this,
of course.
Is this our... Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
I'm going to call Alden Gonzalez.
Yeah, no, we
right
got
now.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. We got plenty of football time, but I wanted to get those stories to the folks who might be tuned in and may not have heard those yet.
Look forward to hearing from you guys on the football side of things today.
Well, let's just start with this before while he calls Alden Gonzalez. Yeah, and I knew that was coming. It's unbelievable to me, Tony, and we'll discuss it later. But in a league where every yard is measured by a computer, every measurement now is measured by some sort of, you know, thing that monitors inside of a football. Every, you know, every computerized and done with AI, you can kick a field goal 5 yards wide of the post and the ref looks up and goes, yeah, it's good. And that was what helped the 49ers win yesterday. So
oh,
we'll talk.
Did that
wait,
really happen?
Wait.
We'll
talk. Oh, don't
did
wait.
Did that really happen?
Yeah, no, wait, because
Alden's
we got Alden Gonzalez
yeah,
on the
I
line.
Know, I know,
oh.
I know.
And that's exactly why I said that right there.
I knew
then,
you
so
were
that you
great
get back
tease.
At me.
It's not a great tease. He's attacking my team for no reason.
I'm attacking the NFL for allowing that kick to be called good. All right. Let's get to Alden Gonzalez from ESPN. Thank you, Alden, for putting up with our shenanigans. How are you, sir? Always good to talk to you.
Not a problem, guys. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, 2 weeks to go, and that's always kind of an exciting time. What are you looking for from, you know, these teams? Let's say the Dodgers and the Padres. What are you looking for the next 2 weeks going forward? They're both going to be in there. We don't know exactly where they'll land. But what kinds of things are going to make you feel better? What things are you still a little concerned about?
From the Padres' perspective, and they showed signs of this over the weekend, albeit against a historically bad team in the Rockies. But for me, with them, it's been about their offense. And, I mean, you guys have watched this a lot more closely than I have. So correct me where you think I'm maybe not fully accurate, but, like, Fernando Tatis Jr., Luis Arraez, Manny Machado, the guys making up the top three spots in the lineup, they went weeks without really producing. And so I think it's a big reason why this team didn't really get off the ground. Some great signs from Tatis lately. Jackson Merrill has been hitting a lot better. That's a very welcome sight for the Padres. I mean, obviously he hasn't had the year that we all know that he's capable of. But for them, it's about the top half of their lineup producing at the level that they should. And it's about their rotation. I know, there's some questions with the bullpen with Jason Adam going down, David Morgan going down, but I'm not really worried about their bullpen in October. I still have things that I want to see from their rotation, whether it's from somebody like Michael King or maybe somebody like even like a Randy Vasquez, if he's going to step up and prove worthy of a rotation spot. And for the Dodgers, I mean, it's their bullpen. I mean, it's kind of like the inverse problem between the Padres and Dodgers. It seems as if the Padres, even with Jason Adam out, I think they're going to try to overly rely on their bullpen in October, especially in short series, whereas I think the Dodgers are going to probably try to get creative with those six starting pitchers that they have, because on any given night, and I'm going to be very curious to see how this works out against the Phillies this week, on any given night, I don't know who Dave Roberts trusts to get the last 3, 6, even 9 outs out of the bullpen. And we have 2 weeks left in the regular season, and that continues to be the problem for the Dodgers.
Alden Gonzalez joins us here, ESPN. And Alden, you see both of these teams often. You just kind of went over the team's strengths and weaknesses. I mean, how do you see this playing out? I mean, the Padres, two and a half games out. With what, 7 to go, or no, 12 to go, do you think that the Padres can close the gap? Obviously, Phillies are playing the Dodgers this week, but the Padres have Milwaukee the beginning of next week, as well as the Mets this weekend, or this week.
Yeah, Tony, I think both these teams have pretty tough schedules. Dodgers have Phillies and Giants, okay, and then I think they play a series in Colorado, and then they finish up in Seattle. Which, like, that's a team that might have a lot to play for still the final weekend of the regular season. Whereas the Padres, they have the Mets this week, as you mentioned, the Brewers next weekend. Oh, by the way, they finish up against the Diamondbacks, I believe.
Yeah.
And the Diamondbacks are in a vacuum. They're always, like, a really scrappy team that never gives up. But, like, they're on the fringes of a wild card spot, as crazy as that may sound right now. To be honest, and maybe they're going to prove me wrong here over the next 2 weeks, because they're certainly capable of doing that. But in my mind, the Padres have missed their opportunity. I mean, the opportunity was right there for them to close the gap in the division, even take the lead in this division, particularly when the Dodgers went to Pittsburgh and Baltimore about a week or two ago. One, the Padres had a soft spot in their schedule Like, that's when they could have taken control of the division. The fact that they didn't, and now the Dodgers are getting healthier, and now both teams have similarly difficult schedules. Like, I don't know, man. You tell me if you disagree, but I feel like the Padres missed their shot. And look, I could say the same thing about the Dodgers in that they missed their opportunity to really distance themselves, and they've made this close. But you're talking about 2.5 games now when you're down to your last 12, 13 games of the regular season. And this is an experienced Dodgers team that knows how to navigate this time of year, knows how important it is to, if you're not getting the number two seed and getting that bye, to host the wild card round. I have a hard time thinking that at this juncture they're going to give it up.
And you got to add to that too, Alden. The Dodgers have the tie break, so yeah. Padres actually have to make up. Yeah, they had to make up three and a half games. Right.
Yeah.
So, and I agree with you. The Padres had their shot, and it didn't happen. So I think they've kind of had to refigure it out now and get back to just trying to play well and, you know, see where the chips end up falling. Alden Gonzalez is with us. Hey, talk a little bit about the season for Mookie Betts. What a weird year. He has never been anywhere close to has, I hate to use the word bad because I really respect how, you know, what a great player he is, but he was flat out bad in July and the whole thing. Now he's got a 19 game on base streak. It seems like he's finally figured it out, and that's bad news for everyone else out there. But how has life been to be Mookie Betts this season?
Yeah, I don't think weird actually does it justice. I mean, think about that. Think about the task he was attempting to take on this year, to be a player in your 30s and to transition to one of the most physically demanding positions at shortstop, a position that he really didn't play full-time until he was in the first year of professional baseball. And the fact that he actually accomplished the difficult thing, and he has turned himself into what many consider, and the metrics back up, to be an above-average defensive shortstop. And the thing that he could always count on, which is being an elite offensive player, is a part that hasn't been there for him until recently, is insane to even think about. I think, and there's been a lot of talk about this from him and from people around Mookie, he had, if you guys remember, a really bad illness when the season began.
We do.
He lost
like
30, 40 pounds. I don't remember what it was. And I think that really played a big part in setting him back, because he began the year without having the strength that he's used to having. And there's a thought that because of that, in trying to make up for that, his mechanics got out of whack. That happened at a time when he's trying to tackle the rigors of playing shortstop and doing extra pregame work on a body that's only getting older. And I think it took him a lot of time to, yes, he put the weight back on, he got his strength back, but to get there and then also get his mechanics synced up again to where he was the Mookie that we remember, that took time. And it's only been until recently that those two things have married. And there were good signs early on in that Mookie Betts was navigating the strike zone really well. He was putting bat to ball at the kind of rate that we're accustomed to, but he just wasn't generating any power. Like, balls that he was lifting to left center that would go over the fence were getting caught near the warning track. There was just, for a long time, it just felt like there wasn't any juice there. But it's clearly back now. And as a hitter, this is the Mookie that I remember seeing for the last 4 or 5 years. And I'll say this, people on the Dodgers say this often. Shohei Ohtani's going to win another MVP. He is their leadoff hitter. He is a major catalyst. But a lot of people on the Dodgers say that this offense goes as Mookie Betts goes. And especially because he's that right-handed hitter nestled between Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. He is the one that when he is right, he could take that offense to another level. And if he continues this into October, that's going to be a really good sign for Dodgers offense, who, by the way, and I know I said this about the top half of the Padres order recently, this is a Dodgers offense that has been wildly inconsistent, very much mediocre since maybe the start of July, definitely since the start of August. It's not what you expected from a group like this, but that's what they've been.
No. Alden Gonzalez joins us, ESPN MLB writer. And Alden, we talked a little bit about the Mets. We kind of grazed the Mets, but at this point, they seem to be reeling. And they've pulled every lever that you could possibly think of. They brought up the two young kids. They sent Senga down to try. Nothing has worked. Do you think the Mets are toast as the Giants have all of a sudden? You mentioned the Diamondbacks, the Reds, all of these teams that were like five or more games out like a week ago are all within striking distance. Do you think the Mets can close the deal?
I don't know. I'll tell you what, Tony, on paper, when I compare the Mets to the Giants, the Diamondbacks, to the Reds, my thought is, how is this team not well-positioned for the playoffs?
Right.
Like, this is a playoff team. This is I think that, yes, they can close this out because they have the ability to. And Tony, you could speak to this. Like, if you're a player and you want to sort of shield yourself from all the outside noise, but, like, I feel like you hear that talk about, like, are they really going to blow this? And especially, like, when you're playing in a market like New York, where everything is made much bigger than it actually is, like, that noise around you can be deafening. And I feel like there's a tendency when you're a team in the situation that the Mets are in, where you just keep sliding and it doesn't seem as if you could put any stop to it, that there's a real momentum there, right? And, like, it's really difficult to halt momentum like that. And that's, I think that's the challenge of the Mets. I feel like I look at a team like the Giants, like they've won 14 out of the last 20 games. Okay. There's a Giants team that the front office traded for Rafael Devers and then they played so poorly for a month and a half that Buster Posey and Zach Manassian had no choice but to sell veteran players. They thought this team was not good enough to compete. And now, like, they just called up Bryce Elder to the top prospect to play first base. Like, this is a team that's playing with nothing to lose. And that's a scary thing. And I feel like there's a tendency if you're the Mets to get really tight when something like this is happening. And I'll say this, like, and maybe this is recency bias at play here, but when you factor in that the extra playoff spot, that now six teams make it in each league, and you look at the payroll of that team and what they did in adding Juan Soto over the offseason and what they did the year before getting to the NLCS, if this team doesn't make the playoffs, it will go down as one of the biggest collapses in baseball history. It just will. And I think the threat of that is a difficult thing to overcome.
I'm so excited to hear you say that, Alden. I'm going to root extra hard now for the Padres to facilitate that biggest collapse this week. One last quick thing. I know we got a minute or so left, but can you just touch on what Cal Raleigh has done, tying Mickey Mantle, you know, breaking the record for catchers? Is it going to be enough to overhaul Aaron Judge, who's, you know, everyone sees play every day and the Mariners on the West Coast? Or does Raleigh deserve it, the MVP?
I think at this point, Aaron Judge has distanced himself. There was a time there when Aaron Judge's offense fell off and Cal Raleigh really made up ground. But in my opinion, I don't know how the voters are going to side. And I haven't looked at this closely enough to say this definitively, but it seems to me as if there's real distance now between Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh. Having said that, though, I mean, I'm glad you brought him up, because what he is doing as a catcher who, by the way, is an elite defensive catcher, okay, who by all accounts does a great job handling that staff, all right, and to be a switch hitter on top of that and to be doing what he's doing offensively, still holding up late in the year, again, even though he's a catcher, it's one of the best, one of the most historic seasons we've ever seen. And at the end of the day, if he doesn't win an MVP, it'll be because Aaron Judge doesn't reside on this planet. He is a different being. And that's kind of what it took. But, man, how fun is it to be a Mariners fan right now? Those fans, very much like Padres fans, still waiting for that first championship. They have a chance to win their first division in 25 years. And it seems like they're finally clicking. And Cal Raleigh has been the driving force behind that all year.
Alden, you've been the driving force behind great stuff, baseball stuff all year. You always are. And we love having you on. Thanks so much.
Man, I love that transition. Thank you
so much.
Appreciate
you, Alden.
Doing what I can, Alden. Take care, pal. We'll see you soon.
Later, guys.
All right. There he goes. Alden Gonzalez from ESPN. I'm still thinking in the back of my mind about a, you know, Peoria Sports Complex World Series. So Then one of us would have to win, Seattle or San Diego. All right.
I certainly wouldn't mind that travel for a World Series.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Bring it all on the West Coast. Make those poor East Coast people stay up to watch us.
Yeah.
You know?
They get the 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. Monday Night Football game today. That's good enough for them.
I am so excited to hear Alden say that the Mets are on the verge of one of the biggest collapses ever. Now we got to help make this happen. Come on, guys. We can do it.
I mean, they got the second highest payroll, right?
Well, yes. Juan Soto himself has the second highest payroll. I just thought I'd...
I'm going to reconnect after this. I feel like I'm a little delayed.
I feel like you have been slipping back.
All right.
Slipping back in time.
We'll get Tony back with us in New York, where he is. Gwen and Chris, we got Daily Gambit. And much, much more. Great. A good, bad, and ugly in hour number two, wrapping up week two of the NFL. Stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.